Hi there, this is the JD Man again, and I just thought I'd share this rather interesting little story I ran across, titled, Dead Man Charged for Running Faucet. Of course, once I read that, I was thinking, I don't think he did it. But once I read the article, I found out this story has more stupidity than I first imagined. Port Colborne, Ontario. An Ontario town is still waffling over whether a man who died suddenly, leaving his bathroom faucet running, should get a break on his water bill. Alistair McPherson died at his home in Port Colborne, Ontario, September 28th. The water remained flowing for 3 weeks before his body was discovered by family members. Yeah, I guess you can tell we're not dealing with the Waltons here. Now the family is asking the town to forgive the $600 bill. Okay. Before I start, I'm just going to read this part a little further down. Peter senses, as in five senses, you know, but as you'll soon realize, this guy has none. Peter Sensis, the city's director of community and corporate services, said waiving the cost would mean the expense would fall back to the city and ultimately the other taxpayers. Mayor Vance Badawi, I'm not going to spend time pronouncing it correctly, who cares? The city's director of community and corporate services, wait, other line. It's hard reading these off an iPhone. Give me a break. Mayor Vance Baldwin shot back at the family, asking if they are approaching other service providers looking for breaks as well, and wants to know what those other services have ruled. Which basically means he wants to see if they're going to the cable people and try the same thing and get a discount there. And if they don't get a cable discount, well, there's no reason for him to give them a water discount. Don't you love how these politicians and, you know, the buck stops here and here's the decision. I'm going to do whatever these other guys do. Okay, first of all, why don't they have decisions on stuff that could happen. Why don't they already have one? Like, oh, well, he died, so, well, they don't, okay? And so what are they going to do about it? Well, we're going to drag his tail into court and like this. Hey, you need to pay your bill. Well, does the defense have anything to say? No, he didn't hire counsel. And he's just laying at the defense table because he's dead and has nothing to say for himself. Nothing to say for himself? Well, guilty. As a matter of fact, double the fine. Send a message to the other dead people who aren't paying their bills. I mean, honestly, what is this world coming to? Death is no excuse for not paying your bills or being tardy. So there you go. I don't know. Oh boy, this is so sad. Oh, and the dead man's daughter is completely distraught. That's why she's not the one who found him 3 weeks later. She heard it. It just kills me. Yeah, they should get stuck with it for not having checked up on him in that amount of time. I'm surprised the neighbor didn't do it. Well, anyways, that's all. My time's running out. So this is the JD Man, and I will talk with you later.